So what are some criteria when you would want to use a design process like this to begin with? I would look at two things: short time schedules and schedule visibility. Short time schedules usually get their development increased through the deadlines provided by all three of these agile, iteration, and waterfall models. The prototyping and phase development are excellent choices because they enable the project team to adjust to the functionality in the system. So once the schedule starts to slip, all we have to do is remove the functionality from the version under development and get readjusted to where we're going. Now, I have a cautionary thing here that the waterfall model, again, does not allow for easy schedule changes, which we've talked about all throughout this lesson today. So the other criteria for going with one of these models for designing is visibility. If you think about it, one of the greatest challenges in systems development is knowing when something is on schedule. How do we know? How does the client know if he feels unconfident? So this is very true of structured methods because design and implementation only occur at the end. These, we'll call them RAD models, Rapid Application Development Models, move many of the critical design decisions to an earlier point in the project. This helps project managers recognize anything risky in order to keep expectations in check, but it also gives a method of documentation for the client, especially if they've paid, let's say the clients go, one-third payment down and two-thirds when the project is delivered.